Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out, with your favorite co-hosts, as always, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're chatting all about body count and whether it really matters. So I was having a conversation with someone the other day about body counts, which for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, it's the number of people that you've slept with. Anyone who knows me personally, please switch off now because, I mean, I'm not going to say what my body count is. I don't really feel like that's relevant information for you out there in listener land to know. However,
no, sorry.
We were talking about body count in me and this friend, and it got me thinking all about body count and does it matter and all of these sorts of questions. So We thought we would do an episode on it because it's something that I find really, really interesting.
It can be a little bit uncomfortable too. Like it's very private.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I think there is this certain perception for men and women. Like there's a double standard around.
Totally. The stigma is insane.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny because we're definitely shedding this as much as possible as society progresses, or trying to at least. And we've come a long way when it comes to women owning their sexuality and their body count and, you know, having a history and all that sort of stuff. There was all of those old analogies about if a key unlocks a whole bunch of different locks, then it's a master key. Whereas if a lock is unlocked by lots of different keys, then it's a faulty lock. And that was, yeah. So
I've never heard that.
Yeah. There's that one. And there's other ones that were, I'm sure, a lot more common than that one.
I've literally never heard
a little
that.
Bit obscure. But there's all of these analogies about body count and the number of people that you slept with and women's value in particular being lower if they've slept with anyone or more people than men and being perceived differently, where it's really interesting because there's this idea that women should be like virgins, but all of a sudden we should know exactly what to do. But God forbid we sleep with multiple people so that we find out what works and what we want to do. Because, yeah, that would make us a slut and that's a horrible thing and that decreases our value as a human. But we just have to know instinctively what to do.
But then if you're a guy or like a very, you know, obviously we're looking very black and white right now. If you're a dude and the more people you've slept with, you're praised for it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a dominant alpha male. You should be seen as the most attractive person to mate with.
Yeah.
Like, super primal. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's super duper fascinating to think about. And it's something where I think some people wear it as a badge of honor. Like, I know that Gaz from Geordie Shore back in the day used to brag about his body count. And I think on the show, it was filmed around the time when it was hitting 200 people that he had slept with. I think that was the milestone.
Oh my God.
And he was like, oh, yeah, this next bird is going to be my 200th person that I've ever shagged, blah, blah, blah.
I was talking about it. Oh,
I know. I was talking about it like he was going to get an award when this thing happened, like he was going to get a certificate of achievement. And like,
he's just going to get fucking herpes.
Yeah. Honestly, was like wearing it as a badge of honor, as opposed to if a woman was talking about that,
she would be absolutely
ripped to shreds.
Oh, totally.
Like, there's just no way women would talk about something like that. And there's a whole like throwing the hot dog down a hallway and whatever. This idea that like,
oh fuck, I've heard that one.
And this is the stupidest double standard of them all. The whole idea that if a woman sleeps with heaps of people, then she becomes looser. Whereas if a woman is only with one partner, but they have sex a bunch of times, same. Doesn't matter. How does that work exactly?
Look, I can't say I've ever thought about it, but it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense that it's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense, but it does.
Like,
that's so stupid. Like, it's genuinely so dumb.
I see kind of where that comes from because it's like, oh, you like stretch to fit all sorts of different guys.
Like, it's so stupid.
I think it is more so based on like the number of times that orifice is used. It becomes tired and looser because of the number of times it's been used. Even just down to that kind of phrasing of things. Like, there's a lot of objectification when it comes to sex and women talking about sex,
yeah,
as opposed to men. Like, there's very different sets of language that we use when we talk about women having sex compared to men. Mm. I think there was a story that I saw in the media about this sex worker who'd spoken about the number of people that she'd slept with.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, she's a sex worker, but it was like in the hundreds or something like that. And all of these people were absolutely tearing her apart.
Jeez.
Whereas if like a male sex worker had said the exact same thing,
he'd be praised.
People wouldn't really think twice about it. Like, no. Even now, people would still talk about it. And I think there would be people who would point out the double standard there, but it would be treated very differently if it's a man versus if it's a woman, even now.
Totally. And I think when you bring it into more sort of our realm of, like, I think about people that I would date or want to date, and I would definitely think if a guy that I'm talking with, if he boasts about sleeping with 50 women, 100, yeah, 200, I would personally be turned off. But then it's also begs the question of, well, am I judging unfairly?
Yeah.
Like, it's a double-edged sword, because I personally don't want to, I guess for me, I don't want to date someone that has slept with a lot of women. Doesn't necessarily bring green flags for me. But then it's also like, oh, well, why am I being so judgmental? Like, what if they're just living their best for life, you know? I'm so conflicted.
I'm going to dig into this in a little bit more detail.
I know.
Why is it that you wouldn't want to date someone who'd slept with a lot of people?
I think for me, and this is obviously like a very judgmental way of viewing it, it's not the great way to view it. It's, oh, well, they would rather not commit to one person and they would rather, I guess, sleep around, which I am very aware is not like the best way to view things. But I think this is just how I used to view it. It's different now. Like, I care more about the person and less about their sex life.
Yeah.
I think about when I was like in my early 20s, and I would almost think, oh, well, I don't want to date a player, I guess, is kind of how I associate with it.
Interesting.
The more they've slept with, the less committal they are.
Yeah.
Or the less trustworthy. Like, in my brain, the more people they've slept with, it associates to, oh, it's easy for them to cheat on me, which is
interesting.
A very, very judgmental and unfair way to view someone's sex count and body count. But that's how I used to view it.
Yeah.
I think the older I've gotten, the less I care. Like, someone can tell me they've slept with 500 people. I'm like, you know what? Go you. Like, you've had a lot of fun. You've done a lot of great things. But when I was 20, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I'm not ready for that.
I think the interesting thing for me and the way that I see it is, if someone has slept with a whole bunch of people and kind of more than I would expect based on someone's age, I kind of wonder about how meaningful those connections were to them.
Yes.
And how much and how important connection and intimacy are to that person. Like, were they just racking up numbers because they were lonely and, you know, they were meaningless connections and they, like, didn't really matter? Or were they all really meaningful, intense, passionate connections with different people, but they just have an ability to connect with lots of different people? Like, I think I would want to dig into that number more and kind of find out around someone's circumstances and why their number is what it is. Because I think it's also really interesting when people have a really low body count as to why that's the case. Is it they're really picky? Is it that, I don't know, like, there's a plethora of reasons, none of them springing to mind at the moment, thankfully. Cheers, brain, for that.
Thanks,
but
brain.
There are so many reasons why people would have either a high or a low body count, but also, what do we expect is a reasonable, like, an average body count? That's a whole other question.
Is there, like, a acceptable number?
Because yeah.
I feel like mine is definitely, like, I feel like there's a very toxic view of women's body counts. It should be, like, really low. It should be single digits because, well, oh, you're not like a virgin, but like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, this is the thing as well. I think when it comes to body count number, I would take into account a person's circumstances and kind of what their headspace is and has been when they have been sleeping with people.
Totally.
More so than the number itself.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I know that I'm not one to have one night stands. It's just not something that I can do. It's not really something
and
that
some
I have
people love
done.
Them.
Yeah. I mean, it's happened in the past, like once, literally once ever, but there's not been anyone that I have connected with off the bat enough that I would want to sleep with that person. Because for me, sex is more meaningful and it's more about the intimacy and the connection and like the energetic sharing, I guess, between two people.
Yeah.
Whereas other people view it as more of just a physical act and it's just getting a certain need met. So it's also a matter of, do my values align with that person? Do we see sex the same way? Do we see connection and intimacy the same way? Has that changed over time? Like, does it say that at a particular point in their life they were craving validation or they were really lonely and so they
just wanted to have some fun?
Yeah.
Don't want also, anything serious.
It's important to me to have a partner who knows what they like, knows what they want and knows how to communicate that as well,
which comes with experience and sleeping with other people.
Like exactly.
I would also look for a partner, and obviously I have a lovely boyfriend that has at least slept with one or two people, so I know that they've worked out kind of what works for them. Like, again, is that, this is such a challenging topic to talk about and not sound like a fucking bitch, but like I didn't want to date someone, I guess, like that had never slept with someone at this age. And sure, that's probably a judgmental thing to say, but it's, for me, it's that value of, oh, I want someone that knows what they're doing or is willing to experiment with me to find what works for us.
Well, I think it comes down to a confidence thing for me personally. Like, I really value confidence in a partner, and I think they don't necessarily have to be the most experienced person and have experimented a lot in order to be that.
Oh, look, they don't need to be having slept with 1,000 people. No.
But I think if someone is confident in who they are and is willing to connect with me and wants to make a meaningful connection with me and communicate with me as well, I think those sorts of things tend to go a really long way in the bedroom. That if they might have slept with less people, that's not necessarily an issue, provided they show that they're willing to learn and like take willing notes. To communicate with me and work with me and try new things and experiment and, you know, explore, I guess. And that's something that generally people gain from exploring with different partners. You're playing with different energies and exploring different dynamics there and being with different people. Everyone's going to have a different perspective, or a lot of people are going to have a different perspective.
Totally.
So you only really gain that through experiencing sleeping with multiple people and finding what you like and what you don't. So for me, that's kind of how I see it.
Do you care if the person you're sleeping with, and I'm going to go more in the situation of ongoing, whether it's dating or it's an ongoing thing, do you care if they slept with more people than you, or do you not really mind, or do you not want to know? Like, where do you sit on that?
I think I don't really mind if someone has slept with more people than me. I think it's more so a question that we would both want to understand why our body count is how it is. I think I would kind of expect a guy to have slept with more people than me, which is interesting. That because that's not always the case.
But I think I expect the same thing, which is very much like, I don't know, heteronormative ingrained thoughts, which is another avenue.
It also kind of ties into our view of society and the roles of different genders. And we're talking about masculine and feminine here, and men and women in kind of the most binary form of thinking about it. But people typically expect men to sleep around more, be more explorative sexually, be a little bit more free-flowing, I guess, with their sexual history and sexual experiences, whereas people expect women to be the complete opposite of that. And so I think there is this general perception in society where men want that more than women, and so men want to seek it out and get it more than women do, when it's totally false to think that men are more horny than women in a lot of cases, because, like, I mean, I don't know if this is TMI to share on the podcast, but, like, personally, I think that I have quite a high sex drive, and I've definitely met guys where they don't have the same sex drive as me, and their sex drives are lower than mine. But I think that that is kind of unusual, or seen as typically unusual, for me as a woman to have quite a high sex drive and to be able to, in quotation marks, keep up with some of, like, my guy friends and people that I'm sleeping with. Whereas I think there is generally a perception that women are a little bit more buttoned down and don't want it as much, don't seek it out as much as men. So I think that's partly where the whole idea of women's body counts being less than men comes from.
Totally. And it's a very archaic way of viewing men and women that I think how we tie body count, which we've already addressed, the sort of like the double standard of praising men and being concerned over or like judging females, or, you know, again, very, very binary sort of view of it, which is interesting. And it's fascinating thinking about, like, I know what my boyfriend's body count is, he knows what mine is. And I think for me, it was quite important to be pretty honest about that from very early on, like before we even moved in together.
How come?
It's, I don't know why. I think it's a, like, a control or a jealousy thing. Like, it's something I always struggle with in every relationship. So I think for me, it's sort of almost this, like, transparency, trust, like, a sense of control, I guess. Like, that's something I struggle with.
Yeah.
And it's the idea of, like, I need to know, so then when I know, I can then process it in my mind and control it in my mind or whatever is going on in my head. But yeah, I think because I was so insecure when my boyfriend and I started dating, is that when he told me his and I told him mine, I was like, oh, it's higher than I thought, because he's the, like, not a big player, doesn't like one night stands. Whereas I went through a bit of a hoey single girl early 20s era, which we're not.
So your number was a bit more justified, I guess.
I think
so. Or you thought it was.
I think it's not outrageous, and we don't need to go into it. I'm very comfortable with what mine is at.
Yeah, me too.
But I think it was like once I found out what his was, because I was his first girlfriend, and his was not the number I was expecting.
It was surprising.
I was surprised at first, not necessarily in a bad way. I think probably when I first heard it, it was more like, oh, okay. Like, and the anxious thoughts crept in, and now it's like, whatever, I don't give a shit. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change who he is or our relationship at all. But I think I almost, like, part of me regrets knowing, because I get really weird about ex-partners. It's just it's a thing I work through in therapy. We're getting through it, and part of me is like, I wish I didn't know, but then I'm like, I'm grateful I know, because power of knowledge. I don't know. I oscillate with my own mind. It's a fucking shit show in there.
It's definitely an interesting one, because you can't unknow something once you know
I'm
it.
I'm not good at forgetting stuff.
Yeah. And some people are definitely in the school of thought with some or most situations where they would rather know so that they can then decide how they want to proceed and how they feel about something, rather than being kept in the dark and having that choice taken away from them, which I totally understand. But I think when it comes to certain things, you kind of need to ask yourself, why do you want to know something? And what value is that going to give you knowing that thing? And I guess ask yourself, if the outcome is X, how would you feel about that? If the outcome is Y, how would you feel about that? So you can kind of work through a hypothetical situation in your head about how you might react and decide whether you do actually want to know that piece of information. Like, is it really going to value you or benefit you to know this information versus not knowing it? Is it just going to make you go crazy and, like, you know, go around in circles in your mind? Or is it actually going to bring you peace of mind because you feel like you have more information, you know, you're not being kept in the dark, yada yada yada, all that sort of stuff.
Mine did both when I found out his.
Well, it's an interesting one, because I didn't know Pulley's body count, and I still don't know his body count. And the reason that's why, really, and he doesn't know mine and didn't know mine back then either. Well,
did
he
you
doesn't
ever,
know now.
Did one of you ever ask and decide, you know what, I don't want to share? Or did it just never come up?
It's so funny that you should ask that, because it's a conversation that we had. And we more so brought it up in the way of, have you ever wondered what my body count is?
Interesting.
And do you want to know? And both of us were, we just kind of said to each other, not really, because I don't really feel like it would benefit our relationship to know. Like, it doesn't really change anything. If anything, it would cause us to get in our heads about the relationship, whereas I'm kind of fine with not knowing, and he was fine with not knowing as well. We didn't want it to be this, like, underlying thing that changed something that we can't take back, whereas both of us were like, well, it's not going to provide us with any amazing value to know what each other's body count is. So kind of what's the point in knowing? So both of us were very much on the same page about not really wanting to know. And I think if I was asked in the future what my body count is by either a partner or someone I'm dating, someone I'm getting to know, whatever, whoever it may be, someone I'm, like, intimately connected with, I think I would want to dig into why they want to know. And like I said to you before, kind of mapping out some of those hypotheticals a little bit and saying, okay, well, if it's more than you expect, how would you feel about that? If it's less than you expect, how would you feel about that? If it's less than yours, how would you feel about that? If it's more than yours, how would you feel about that? Because I think it's more interesting where that question comes from and why you want to know that question or the answer to that question, more so than the answer to the question itself.
You see, I just don't have the time to think that pragmatically about stuff. I'm like, tell me the thing.
Well, it is really interesting because, like, I feel like it's something that I would probably be curious about. It was something that I was curious about with Pooley as well. But I'd also, we'd spoken about our histories in terms of dating. Mm. So I could kind of guess a ballpark of what his would potentially be or guess kind of a range. And I'm sure he could probably do that for me as well based on what he knew of me and my history and all of that sort of stuff. But I don't think it was really something that either of us needed to know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a conversation that we pursued. Yeah. And it's something where I don't really, unless it was a significant part of my partner's life and it said a lot about who they were and what they were going through and maybe what shaped them into the person that they are now and a big part of their personal growth journey, then I think it would be something that might be important to know. Whereas if it's just kind of something that is part of their past and it's not really significant, it doesn't really say a lot about who they were or who they are now, then it's kind of like, well, why do I need to know this? Is it just me being nosy?
Yeah, it's not as relevant.
Is it going to help me better connect with this person and understand better who they are and why they are the way they are?
Yeah, and, like, who you are as a person is not tied directly to how many people you've slept with. Like,
absolutely, yeah.
When I was 20, my self-worth was tied to how many people have I slept with? Mm. How many people can I sleep with? I'm going to be seen as hotter and more favorable by men if I sleep with more people. Yeah. Like, that is what my self-worth was tied to, which was horrendous. I was a very insecure, like, 20-year-old.
Well, you were craving the validation.
I was craving the validation as I wanted to be seen as
someone who was desirable.
Desirable, hot girl that could get whoever I wanted.
Yeah.
That was not some, like, inexperienced person.
Yeah.
That was, I can't even think of the word I'm trying to think. Not like virgin, but like someone who is a little bit timid or shy.
Frigid. I remember that word.
Frigid.
That was such a thing that was like held against us in primary school even, but mostly like high school.
Totally.
As like, oh, you're so frigid. Like, you don't want to do anything, blah, blah, blah. You be cool, whatever. And it's like, what does it matter if I have boundaries and I don't want to like have sex with someone before I feel ready? Like, what does it matter if it is important to me and it's meaningful and I don't want to, you know, do something with someone just because you're pressuring me into it? But it was definitely a word that got thrown around a lot.
Totally. And I guess I didn't want to be seen as uncool. And so I have tied a lot of my self-worth to, oh, well, I want to boast about the people I've slept with. Like, it just made no sense. Well, I mean, it made sense, but it was stupid. And I think I remember what my body count is, but it's been so long since I've thought about it that I don't even think the number was accurate. Which is just great. Like, it genuinely is a good thing because now I'm like, oh, my self-worth is so much healthier and is not tied to how many people I slept with because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel for my own curiosity more than anything, I'm kind of tempted to go back and like write down the list of the people that I've slept with just to see what my number actually is.
I don't even think I can remember because it was been that like I've been in a relationship for a long time.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. When you're casting your mind back to like your early sexual experiences. Yeah. Anything pre-pandemic, anything pre-COVID. Like we should just be measuring time by like pre-COVID. COVID, like BC before BC. COVID and PC, like post-COVID.
Lol.
Or AC after COVID.
Aircon after COVID. Love that.
After
this
works.
Is gone so loopy.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm kind of curious to tally up what my body count is, but it's also one of those things where it's not tied to who I am as a person.
It's just a fun stat to know sometimes.
Yeah, it's just more like an interesting tidbit or fact about myself that would be interesting to know rather than anything that, you know, I'll hang my hat on or I feel like is significant for me as a person. I think what probably is more significant for me as a person is my attitudes around sex and like how I view sex.
Totally. And like and I said boundaries before, with sex as well.
Totally. And like I said before, with me viewing it as more meaningful and wanting to really like connect, and it's an intimate thing, and it's, you know, an energetic exchange and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. I think what's more important than the number of people I've slept with are my attitudes and my values when it comes to sex. Totally. Because that says more about me as a person and what's important to me than the number of people that I've slept with. And to be honest, the number of people I've slept with probably reflects those values, whereas people who have higher body counts, and that's, you know, that feels unfair for me to say, actually, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who do have kind of a high body count number, but they were all really meaningful connections and really important connections and intimate and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Who am I to say that just because your body count is higher, that doesn't mean that those connections weren't meaningful? Mm. I think that is just one of the kind of preconceived notions about having sex and sleeping with a whole bunch of people is the more people that you sleep with, the less those individual encounters mean.
Yeah. People think they don't matter and it's just one night stands, which might not be the case, but it's definitely a
predisposed
judgment a lot of us make.
Yeah. And this is the thing. There's not a one size fits all approach. It's a case by case basis. You can't assume that there's a blanket rule for why people's body count is the way it is.
Correct.
You have to take into account people's circumstances and their attitudes, and age as well is a thing. Like even just when you first had sex and, you know, the circles that you were in and the life stages that you've been through.
The religion, the way you were raised.
If you've been having sex for 15 or 20 years, chances are you're going to have slept with a lot more people than someone who's only been having sex for like 5 years. So there's a lot of different factors that play into how many people someone might have slept with that don't necessarily have anything to do with who they are as a person.
Yeah, I think that's a good note to finish on. That was very powerful. Nice. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. As always, make sure you follow us on socials. If you're not already, we'll put everything in the show notes and we can continue the conversation there. Don't DM me about my body count. I'm not going to be disclosing that.
I'm not going to tell you
either. So there is a line and that is the line. That's where it's drawn.
Yeah. If you want to know my body count, I'm curious to know why. Why do you want to know my body count? Otherwise, make sure to rate, review, subscribe if you can do that wherever you're listening to this right now. Do the thing. Share this around with other people. Share this around with your partner.
Do it.
Maybe if you want to initiate the conversation around body count, or
we're here to help.
We've covered off how you feel about body count. Happy to be of service to you and be that facilitator of the conversation
you're
if it's
welcome.
Something that you haven't known how to broach for a while. Otherwise, we are excited, as always, to take you along with us another time as we talk about the areas of life that might not always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.